listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. An estimated 8,000 teachers have descended on Gloucester Park today, refusing to back down from their fight for better pay and conditions. Dozens of schools were forced to close or partially close during today's strike, but the union is standing firm, urging the state government to come up with a better offer. Treasurer Rita Saffioti says they'll continue to negotiate.
We hope that for the interests of Western Australians and West Australian students, that the union leadership come to a good outcome with the state. We've had great negotiations going on between our minister, who's made himself very much available to the union leadership to get a good outcome.
The Premier says the state government is doing what it can to address WA's rental crisis. Anglicare has found none of the nearly 3,000 properties available last month were affordable for single people on JobSeeker or Youth Allowance. Roger Cook acknowledges it's a tough situation for many.
Well, the solution is doing more of what we're doing, which is a significant social housing package, $2.8 million, which has seen 2,000 houses built already. You see rental assistance. You've seen our tenancy reforms. This is putting everyone under the pressure. But I know my government is doing everything we can.
Perth's Joondalup line is getting a new name to coincide with the Northern Rail extension. Passenger trains will begin running on the Yanchep line from July 15, stopping at three new stations in Alkimos, Eglinton and Yanchep. Briefly, Anthony Albanese is one day into his two-day trek of the Kokoda Track. He's set to become the first sitting Prime Minister to walk parts of the trail. In sport, GWS forward Jesse Hogan has successfully overturned a one-match ban for striking at the tribunal tonight. Meanwhile, the Eagles will fight Tom Barras's one-match ban tomorrow. Co-captain Liam Duggan says he's confused by the ruling, especially after a similar tackle by Brisbane's Charlie Cameron wasn't penalised. But Duggan wants to make one thing clear.
He's already a good bloke. I think everyone said it. He doesn't have to prove it any further. There's been some funny stuff online, I've got to be honest. But he's a good bloke, so hopefully that helps.